Excitement is building for April's total solar eclipse, much the same as it did in August 1932. That's the last time Vermonters got to see the moon completely block the sun's light for several minutes. Floyd Van Alstyne remembers it. He was 12 and living in Royalton. Vermont Public's Nina Keck tracked him down to reminisce.
Hello. I'm Nina from Vermont Public.
I'm Floyd.
Nice.
Whereabouts do you live? Right in Rutland?
No, I live in Chittenden.
Floyd Van Alstyne still lives in the same hilltop farmhouse in East Barnard that he bought in 1945, 2 weeks after getting home from World War II.
250-something acres. And I paid $3,600 for it. No electricity, outhouse and all that.
What kind of a farm was it?
I milked here one time. I milked about 40 cows here. Had 80-odd head of cattle.
Van Alstyne worked in the timber trade, drove trucks and bulldozers, and helped build the interstate.
I loved the work.
He also loves history. And at 104, he's seen a lot of it. Pushing his wheelchair toward a window at the back of his house, he points to a line of trees.
Up there?
Yeah.
See where the trees are on the left-hand side? In 1938, you probably heard about the hurricane. Right back up here, it blew it down flat.
The Great New England Hurricane of 1938 was one of the most destructive and powerful to strike the region. Van Alstyne says as a teenager, he took a job clearing trees off part of the farm he now owns.
And I was working then as an ox teamster, skidding logs out of the woods. And didn't know have no idea who was going to buy it then.
Van Alstyne spent his early years in Boston and Albany. His mother died when he was 11 in 1931. That's when he moved to Vermont to live with an aunt.
What do you remember about the 1932 solar eclipse?
I can remember we was having a hard time finding something we could put over our eyes. And I do remember now that they had some colored glasses in the car. That's all we had. We didn't have it, you know, other stuff that they have now that you can use.
There's been a lot of stuff in the paper lately. Do you remember a lot of people talking about it, buzzing about it?
I don't know. We didn't think much about, you know, things in those days like they do now. We thought about minding our own business, I guess.
Back in 1932, most of Vermont's local papers were full of stories about the eclipse. Readers were informed that some trains would stop during the mid-afternoon darkness. Motorists were warned not to drive and watch the eclipse at the same time. The Rutland Herald even provided instructions for making your own protective viewer by taking a piece of window glass and moving it in and out of a candle flame to blacken it with soot. Young Van Alstyne could have used that tip.
Do you remember what the eclipse looked like, being outside that day?
All I can say that it was pretty near dark. It wasn't dark, but it was the dark. Like early morning or evening, you know.
Marjorie Van Alstyne, Floyd's wife of 76 years, was too young to remember Vermont's last solar eclipse, but she's excited to watch the next one. The couple's five kids will likely be watching as well. All of them live nearby. Floyd says he, too, plans to watch the big event.
I'll probably look at it like everybody else, but I won't make a big deal of it. I see too much.
After all, he's seen one in Vermont before. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.